More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The New York Times has recently labeled Congresswoman Myra Flores a far-right Latina. Why are they so afraid of her? We're going to ask the Congresswoman herself. We're also going to ask her, you know, she just won this special election in Texas 34. This is a district that has been in Democrat hands for over 150 years. We're going to ask her about why she decided to run. Also, she used to be a Democrat, so I'm going to ask her, you know, what changed for you? Why did you move over to the Republican Party, as a lot of Hispanics are doing right now, and as a lot of minority voters are doing right now, as the Democrat Party really becomes this party of the coastal elites. Republicans have really been building this multiracial coalition of working class voters. I mean, we are seeing a massive realignment in American politics right now. I'm also going to ask her, you know, who comes up with things like Latinx? You know, and you've got Jill Biden, the first lady, talking about things like labeling Latinos tacos. So we're going to get into all of that with her. I'm also going to ask her about the border crisis. I believe that Republicans, if they take back the House and the Senate, which I believe they will, one of the first orders of business is passing a clean border security bill. No amnesty, none of that stuff, just a clean border security bill. So I will ask her if she'll commit to that as well. I hope you enjoy this with Congresswoman Myra Flores of Texas 34. So, Congresswoman, before we get into, you know, why you decided to run and all those sorts of things, I wanted to ask, what's the deal behind Nancy Pelosi elbowing your daughter? What's the backstory? What happened with that? Give us the scoop.
To be honest with you, I was very surprised by that and that behavior. I was so proud of my daughter and how well behaved she was, and disappointed, because these are people that claim to be supportive of immigrants. This was a big day. I am the first Mexican-born congresswoman ever elected in Congress. This is something to celebrate, you know, all over the United States, because we finally have a real voice in Congress, but we are pushed aside because they don't want to see us succeed in this country. They want to continue keeping us poor, and they want to continue controlling our vote. That's where they want us. But we've had enough, and we have everything it takes for us to be successful. We're people of God, family, and very hardworking. And because of our work ethic is that we are succeeding in this country.
Well, she showed a lot more restraint than I would have. So kudos to her. As you said, you were proud. I would have given her a nice little, you know, shove back there. But, you know, so you won Texas 34. It was a special election, a district that had been in Democrats' hands for over 150 years. Why did you decide that it was time to run?
Because we've never had a voice in South Texas. My district hasn't been represented here in Washington. We've been the forgotten. We've been taken for granted for decades. The Democrat Party does nothing. They think that by giving us tacos and playing Latin music, that's all it's going to take for us to vote for them. And it's not. They're going to have to get to work and earn our vote. And they continue to do nothing. In this race, they did not invest. They invested very little. Why? Because they thought that they were going to win because they had a D after their last name. And it's not true. It's going to take a lot of work and dedication for you to win in any election.
You were previously a Democrat. Why did you decide to walk away from the Democrat Party?
Because of my values. I am pro-God, pro-life, pro-family. And I believe that our values shouldn't be put aside for no political party. I was not aware, to be honest with you, what each party stood for. I voted Democrat because most people in the Hispanic community do vote Democrat. But once I realized what each party stood for, I realized that my values align with the Republican Party. But today, a lot of people are walking away for many reasons. Yes, their values, but also because of the economic crisis that we're going through. This administration is hurting us tremendously. We have a lot less money in our pockets, and we want our lives back.
Well, and you've been outspoken on the cultural front. I mean, we've seen Democrats advocate for drag queens in schools and transitioning kids and those sorts of things. I mean, why do you think they're pushing for those kinds of policies?
You know, I really have no idea. I am blown away because that wasn't their Democrat Party. They've gotten so far left. They have completely abandoned the American values. They completely abandoned the Hispanic community. And I just don't recognize that party anymore.
Well, and you've got people like Jill Biden. I think we've got the clip. Drew, can we play that real quick?
Diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
Well, and you've also got Democrats referring to Latinos as Latinx. Like, who do you think comes up with this stuff?
I have no idea. White liberals, more likely, that know nothing about our culture and who we are. And liberals do not value us as a community, nor do they see us as Americans. To the Bidens, we're seen as tacos, and they only care about us when it comes time to elections. And people in my community have really woken up, and we've seen who they really are.
So you've got people like Congresswoman Elan Marr. She came to America as a refugee, went on to serve in Congress. By all accounts, has, you know, accomplished a lot in her life. But she is constantly criticizing America, the country who has afforded all of that to her and afforded her a home. Why do you think she's so critical of America?
It's truly sad because I was born in Mexico, and I'm forever grateful to this country for giving me the opportunities to be successful. In this country, it doesn't matter where you come from. And she should know that if you work hard, you can accomplish anything you want in America. And that's the beauty of this country. For me, the United States of America is the greatest country in the world. Yes, we have serious issues right now, and we definitely need to make a U-turn, but it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it is the greatest country in the world, and it's sad to see people like her, you know, just not appreciating this country, and so many who are born here, because I do see also a lot of people that were born here, raised here, also disrespecting our country, burning the flag, and just destroying our communities. And I wish that we could send those people to Venezuela and Cuba and bring some freedom lovers, hardworking people to this country in return.
You've got people like George Soros right now, who's bankrolling a takeover of 18 Hispanic radio stations in 10 different markets. Why do you think he's trying to do that?
Because he's trying to erase our values. He wants the Hispanic community to forget about God and family values. That's what the far left want us to do. And I'm calling on the Hispanic community, fight for your abuelos' values, fight for your parents' values that were instilled in you, that live in us, and instill those values into your kids and into your grandkids, because this is really a battle against, you know, good versus evil, and them wanting to take everything away from us.
You know, I know your husband's a Border Patrol agent. How hard has this administration's policies and the border crisis been on him and so many Border Patrol agents?
It's truly sad because our men and women are really doing the best that they can. They don't have the resources and the manpower to handle this crisis. And they're constantly being disrespected by members of Congress on the left, when all they're doing is doing their job as best as they can. The Biden administration is constantly disrespecting our Border Patrol agents and making their life and their work more difficult. They don't care about our Border Patrol agents. They don't care about immigrants. The Biden administration only cares about their party and the power. They don't care that immigrants have to go through abuse and so much to come here to the United States. If they cared about immigrants, they would fix the broken immigration process that we have in this country. But they don't care about immigrants, and they don't care about our Border Patrol agents. And I'm here to tell our Border Patrol agents that you do have a voice. Of course, like you mentioned before, my husband is a Border Patrol agent, so it's very personal to me. But it's personal to all of us in South Texas. Our Border Patrol agents are our husbands, their, you know, wives, sons, grandkids, neighbors, their family, their familia. So any attack against them is an attack against us.
So you represent South Texas. How scary and concerning is it with, you know, cartels sort of abusing the border crisis right now? What has that done to a lot of these, you know, cities and towns along the southern border?
It's taken away so much from us because so many of us in South Texas have family in Mexico. I still have my grandparents in Tamaulipas, and so many of us in South Texas, and we're not able to visit our loved ones because of the criminal organizations. And they've taken that away from me. They've taken that away from so many people in South Texas. And we don't want what we're afraid of to come here. We don't want no American to ever feel afraid to visit their loved ones. And we understand that the criminal organizations are not just hurting the Mexican people, but they're also hurting the American people. And this is something that both United States and Mexico should come together and fix this illegal immigration process, that it's also affecting them as well. This is something that we should work together.
What do you think of Joe Biden's time in office so far?
Useless. Honestly, useless. They've done nothing for the American people. They've done nothing for the Hispanic community. They've made our lives a lot worse and a complete nightmare. And we want the lives that we had before then.
Quick commercial break. Back with Congresswoman Myra Flores on the other side.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, what are you hearing from back home in terms of, you know, what do you think the big issues are heading into the midterm elections? You know, what are you hearing from folks as you campaign?
It's all about the economy. It's all about the economy. They're concerned about the rent, the gas, the groceries. So many of my patients, I was a respiratory therapist, would give up their care that they need, medical care, because they have to use their money for food and gas. And this is truly, truly sad, because the Biden administration doesn't understand, Vicente Gonzalez doesn't understand, that behind their policies are real human lives, and people are hurting because of them. Our elderly community that, you know, is on a fixed income can't afford this anymore. So many of our elderly wanted to retire, and they can no longer retire. They have to go back to work because of the cost of living. This is the biggest concern in my district, and I know it is throughout the entire country.
Do you think Democrats care? Because, you know, as you mentioned, you know, gas prices are really hurting so many Americans across the country. And instead of trying to produce oil production here in the United States, you know, he's made it harder, and he's put limitations on things like that. So do you think they even care?
You know, anyone in their right senses would care, because they should see the approval ratings going down every single week. So I don't understand why, you know, they don't wake up and see, like, hey, this is not the right message. We're hurting the American people. Look at our approval rate. And they just don't care about their approval rate. They don't care that they're losing. I honestly don't understand what's going on the left side, because anyone in their right senses would have already made changes, and they haven't.
We don't, I personally have the mindset that, you know, the pain is intentional, and, you know, they've been talking about, you know, even Obama's energy secretary from forever ago was talking about how they needed to drive up gas prices and prices as high as Europe. You know, I mean, the whole point is this great reset. They want
to
push us towards
green. Yeah. I agree with you. Yeah. It has to be intentional. Because they just continue pushing and pushing, even though their approval rating is going down. They continue to push, even though the people are, you know, begging for change and asking them to bring down the cost, and they just continue to push further. They don't care. This has to be intentional.
Well, and I'm one of those people that talks to everyone, no matter where, you know, so I'm always, you know, whenever I take Uber or something, I'm always talking to, you know, the driver and having conversations with them about life and whatnot. And the number one thing I keep hearing from people is just how hard it is to make a living right now with the price of gas. And, you know, they're just telling me that they're not making money, and it's just really hard to survive financially right now. It's just really sad.
It is. It's truly sad. And that's why I mentioned earlier, they don't understand that behind their policies are real human lives or our children. I just can't imagine right now where kids are starting school this fall, and parents are not going to have, you know, money to buy them new school clothes and supplies. Because I remember growing up and our, you know, and my parents not having those resources, and me having to work at a very early age for that, to help my parents with school supplies and clothes. And I know that so many parents are struggling because of that.
And I just wanted to ask, I know you've got to go, you've got a busy schedule. You know, I know a lot of Americans would like to see this border crisis resolved and solved. Would you commit to the next Congress with, if we get a Republican Congress, of passing a border security bill without any amnesty or path to citizenship or anything like that, just strictly border, just strictly address the southern border and border security?
Of course, we need to secure our borders, but we do have a broken immigration system that needs to be fixed. That is a fact. So we do need to fix the legal process, because we can secure our borders, and we are. And I give you my word that I will always advocate for more resources and more security. Whatever our Border Patrol agents, I think it's important that we sit down with our Border Patrol agents, and that we sit down with them, and that we allow them to tell us, what is it that you need? What are the resources? And for that's the least that we can do, is give them everything that they need. But we do have a broken immigration system, and we must focus on legal immigration and how we can improve. So it does, because it takes a long time for you to be able to come here to the United States. It could take 10, 15 years or more. So I do believe that we need to improve the legal process. And if we want to remain in the world power, we must be a military power and bring back economic opportunities.
No, I hear you. I think the concern is just, you know, a lot of the ways that some people want to address the border security, or, you know, want to address, you know, broken immigration. The concern is that it would lead to, you know, some of the additional problems and incentivizing more illegal immigration along the southern border.
Absolutely, and we don't want to do that.
Anything else you want to leave us with before we go, Congresswoman?
I just ask the Hispanic community and the American people to not put your values aside for no political party. Vote on your values. Your loyalty should be with God, with your family, with your community, and not a political party. And we have a big fight coming this November, and we must take back our country and bring back the American values.
It is a big fight, and we do need to take back this country. We agree with you on that, Congresswoman. Thank you so much for joining the show. I appreciate your time. I know you've got a busy day, so thanks for making time for us.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
That was Congresswoman Myra Flores. Got to hand it to her, picking up a Democrat seat in over 150 years. She's also been really strong on a lot of these cultural issues in terms of pushing back against, you know, some of this drag queen transitioning stuff. I did want to hold her feet to the fire just a little bit on the border crisis, because I'm of the personal belief that we need a clean border security bill without any amnesty, any of that stuff. Keep it clean, get it done, no tomfoolery. So that's why I wanted to ask her about that. I want to thank you guys at home for listening. Tune in every Monday and Thursday. Please leave us 5 stars in Apple Podcasts. Also drop us a review. Let us know what you think of the show. And I want to thank Drew Steele, who stepped in for my buddy and executive producer, John Cassio, who's on vacation, but, you know, he deserves it. He works really hard. He's got kids and all of that. So he's definitely deserving of a vacation. But thanks to Drew Steele for stepping in on this one. And tune in to the next episode.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.